Hundreds of people gathered at Ardrey Kell High School yesterday to repaint a rock with Black Lives Matter messages after vandals defaced it Saturday night. WFAE's Andos Helms reports on an event that brought tears, anger, and joy.
It was supposed to be graduation time for Caden Hunt, student body president at Ardrey Kell High School in South Charlotte. But this year has brought one extraordinary challenge after another. So Hunt, who's African-American, got her school's permission last week to paint the school rock with messages decrying police brutality and declaring that Black Lives Matter. Sunday she awoke to social media messages saying the rock had been vandalized, with the students' messages crossed out and hateful words written in.
It brought me tears to see the hate on something so beautiful, on that piece of art that we all did together.
She shed more tears Monday, but for a different reason.
I asked people on my Instagram, hey, do you want to paint this rock? I would never expected this. And this many people to be here in support. It's very emotional.
The ground's filled with students, parents, and graduates. A crowd that looked a lot like the mix of Black, white, Asian, and Hispanic students that make up Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. Ardrey Kell is a majority white school in a minority white district, located in one of Charlotte's most affluent neighborhoods.
We want to spread love in this area, to spread that we belong here. We deserve to feel comfortable here as Black students.
The school has faced racial flare-ups in recent years. Caden, like many others, says there's racism at Ardrey Kell, but there's racism everywhere. Barbie Gearson, who is white, came with her daughter, an Ardrey Kell student.
This is more than important. It's critical. The idea that our children are having to experience fighting for their equal rights like this is ridiculous.
Ernest Winston, the district's second Black superintendent, said he came to send a message of solidarity with Hunt and other students.
We will not tolerate systemic racism, structural inequalities, and bigotry toward African Americans in particular, but to all members of our community.
Winston says the CMS police chief is investigating the vandalism. Rocks at two nearby middle schools, which were painted with similar messages, were also defaced over the weekend. Ardrey Kell principal David Switzer says it's unlikely that security cameras at his school got a good view of anyone at the rock, which is separated from the main building by a large parking lot and a tree-filled lawn. Shortly before the repainting event, CMS sent out a video of Switzer condemning the vandalism.
I do not and will not tolerate racism, bigotry, or hate.
At first, Switzer insisted on staying on message and letting that clip speak for him. But as some students painted, others held up signs, and motorists honked and raised fists in solidarity, Switzer stood in front of mics and cameras, flushed and teary as he spoke about his sadness and anger.
I've been here 10 years. These kids mean a lot to me. I've seen graduates here that have come back that are supportive of the mission. I've seen kids, the faces of, they didn't deserve the rock to be defaced.
As for Caden Hunt, she alternated between dancing, painting, and accepting hugs and congratulations.
I feel blessed. I'm so happy that something so negative really turned to something so positive. And seeing the communities in support is amazing.
If there's a bright side, she says, it's that sometimes you have to see hate to be able to fix it. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms.